to work for a long period. Mm-hmm. But I visited several.
Where? What sections of the country?
Mainly on the trips that we took. One, when we were hitchhiking, we stopped at Woodlawn, Michigan, at a commune farm for a little while. And around here in Covington, we know several people who own farms.
Do you have relatives in Covington?
No, just friends. I guess you wouldn't really call it a farm because they don't really grow anything. It's just a big open place to go ride horses and stuff. Maybe pecans, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nothing else.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
A farmhouse and a barn.
What would the barn be used for? What would it look like?
Storing hay, different articles used around the farm, and the animals at night, you know, things like that.
What do you call the upper part of the barn where the hay is
stored? The loft.
Okay. And if you had too much hay to put up in the loft, how could you leave it outside? You'd put it in a...
No, that's...
You know, you could take a pole and set it down on the ground and put the hay all around it. Make it sort of a cone-shaped thing. You'd call that a...
Pyramid?
Well, did you ever hear of a haystack or hay mow or hay...
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. I was thinking of baled hay. Sure, loose hay in a haystack.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a covered haystack that's got maybe four poles and a sliding roof?
Mm-mm.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
No, I don't know that one.
And back before the days of baling hay, when they'd cut the hay, they'd rake it up in little piles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for those little piles?
No, I'd have to just say haystack again.
Okay. And what would, where would you store corn? What would you call them?
In a crib.
Is that a separate building from the barn?
Yeah.
What about grain? Where would that be?
Silo.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
I've heard of it, but I wouldn't use it.
How have you heard the word said?
On farm reports while driving through rural country. Yeah. The granary.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what does a granary look like?
Tall, straight up like a chimney, smokestack.
Is that the same as the silo?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a smokestack and a chimney?
That's right, I just realized. No difference. That's, I was thinking I'd probably call a smokestack. Either something on a boat or an industrial thing would
mm-hmm.
be a smokestack.
Did you ever work on a boat? Have you ever?
Yeah. Well, not, I've worked on plenty of boats, but not while I worked in the water. I worked in the shipyard for a while.
Where was that?
Up by the lakefront, yeah. Pleasure boats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sanding and doing work.
Have you ever done tugboat or anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Would you ever want to do that?
Tugboat, maybe. The other things that go along with it, like working on the rigs and stuff like that now. You know? Because that's a lot more dangerous than I'd like to.
Yeah. Well, tugboat is too.
Yeah, but I don't know, you hear a lot of loss of fingers and hands and stuff on the rigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't. I'm kind of attached to my fingers.
What different animals would there be on a farm?
Cows, horses, chickens. Depending on where the farm was, sheep.
Maybe. Where have you seen sheep?
In Montana. And around. Up in that area.
What different...
Pigs would also be.
Hmm?
Pigs would also be. Anything.
What different shelters and things would they have for, say, the cows and horses and so forth?
Well, I guess they'd all sleep in the barn at night with corrals and things.
What's a corral?